Hey, podcast listeners, would you like to support the 4AM podcast in their podcast endeavors? Well, we have great news for you. We have just opened our merchandise store on Teespring. You can find us on Teespring at 4AM Podcast or go through our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com.
Get some swag.
Get some cool swag. We got lots of merch there. We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, we got mugs, we got stickers, all kinds of cool stuff featuring inside jokes from our podcast and our podcast logo. And the best thing is, all of those proceeds help to support yours truly, the 4AM podcast.
Yeah.
And right now through January 1st, if you go to our store and buy some merch, either a shirt or hoodie or whatever, you can take a picture of yourself wearing your shirt and send it to us, and we'll make that count as a sponsored episode. You can tell us what episode you want to sponsor, and we'll put your episode on the sponsor list. For everybody else, if for whatever reason you don't want to buy any merchandise, but would still like to sponsor an episode, that means you tell us what we're going to watch. It's just $20 donated to our PayPal address, which you can find on our website. Again, that's 4ampodcast.podbean.com. Thanks for listening, guys, and enjoy the episode.
The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. Throw in the damn towel! But in Chinese.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don and Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone. It's 4AM once again, and that means it's time for the 4AM podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your host, as always, and I'll say this correctly because I don't think anyone got the joke last time, Sifu Tony. Joining me today is...
Shot in the head, Rob.
Brian.
Not even Brian the Twister? Nothing?
No, just Brian.
All right. Okay, well, so we did Ip Man.
And it'd be Tony Sifu if you were going to say it. Like.
Fair enough. We did Ip Man 2, The Legend of the Grandmaster. Or Legend of the Grandmasters. No, the...
What is it called? Oh, sorry.
Sifu Tony for the Sifu lover in you.
Yes. Well, that's why last time I jokingly said seafood. Anyway.
Unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks. Now available only at Tony participating locations.
So this is directed by Wilson Yip once again, who, as we already stated, brought us things like The White Dragon, 2002, Magic to Win, and all of the Ip Man movies thus far.
Also The Neighbor on the Chinese version of Home Improvement.
Wait, what?
Okay. So what is your history with this movie, Rob?
They caught me off guard.
I seen this.
That joke was DOA.
I seen this a couple of times, I think. Once or twice on Netflix with my wife.
All right. Brian.
I know I've seen this once on Netflix. There was I was in a Kung Fu movie kick not too long ago. And I watched this, like, I think Crouching Tiger was on. They had that sequel that wasn't all that good to that one was on. I was watching all those movies in like a weekend, and I watched this. I don't remember it, though, but I watched it.
All right, this is my first viewing of this movie. I, as much as I liked the first Ip Man movie, I kind of wasn't sure where they were going with the others, so... And I think by the time I showed, I considered watching 2, I heard about 3 with Mike Tyson and got scared and turned the other way.
That's a reasonable response.
I mean, we all know how you hate sequels and stuff, so.
I mean, the third movie is almost just this movie again, but with Mike Tyson.
All right.
I think. No.
We'll find him next week.
I don't think
playing Ip Man's son.
I don't think he's even a boxer. I think he's like a mob boss or something. I can't remember.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah, we'll find out next week.
And this is why I was scared of this movie.
But is this the first movie you haven't seen that we've done?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
It's 100 and... Okay, here's the thing. Rich, since you're not here this week, you got time on your hands. How many movies has Tony seen compared to the rest of us out of these 102 movies that we've done?
Is he supposed to like Google search this or
no? We say at the beginning, we say it in every episode whether or not we've seen
Out of what we've done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty easy. I mean,
I know how many you've seen. You've seen 101 out of 102.
Yeah.
But as compared to the rest of us,
I've had at least like 6 or 7 I haven't seen. Maybe more than that.
Yeah, Rob's seen like 4 of them.
Yeah, I'm like, I would say at least 50-50, if not more, in the realm of things I haven't seen.
But if you're curious what episodes we haven't seen, we have a list of our episodes on our website.
That's right.
4ampodcast.podbean.com. There's episode list, and each one, click on it, it'll bring you to the archive within it. So don't be afraid to go check them out.
Dude, it's a brand new website, guys. Still got the placenta and everything on there.
I mean, I cleaned it up a little bit.
I'm going to cook it up and eat it.
I was just going to talk about how pretty that list looks, but we're just going to move on.
It's not real. It's just cream cheese and jelly.
That's still gross.
I mean, not really. Never mind.
It's delicious. You ever had that stuff?
No, cream cheese and jelly is fine, but not like sitting on a website for a couple of days.
That's... to be used as TV afterbirth?
Yeah, it's still gross. So, brief history of this movie itself. I'm going to mangle these names. I'm just going to demolish
them. It's not a new concept for us, Tony. No, we understand not. That's how it goes.
But we might have new listeners, so
I'll let them know.
That's true.
Good point.
Wu Hung Tao, perhaps. In this movie, he played Hugh Wee. I don't know.
Huge erection.
Feel free to, there it is. feel free to call us in with correct pronunciations, because we're going to mess them up all show.
Rich, I have another question for you. How long?
I wish Rich was here.
I'm going to eat a Dorito right now.
Yeah, I'm going to eat a Dorito.
My stomach hurts real bad this week. But I'm going to go ahead and eat a Dorito.
You do that, because I know where you're going.
I hope it wasn't that Wendy's sawsome sauce.
Maybe it wasn't so saucy as it was after all.
Anyway, this particular gentleman who is in this movie, not playing Ip Man, but did play Ip Man in a different film. The Legend is Born, : Ip Man, the movie. So that's just a little fun factor.
There's
for
been
you.
like a bunch of Ip Man movies, like yes. Not all related to each other, but.
So, but he was in this movie?
Yes.
Who did he play in this movie?
He played...
Just one of us name
you just got to tell me which one. Who? Just tell me which one it was. Or which person.
Who we... H-U-W-E-I. However you say that.
That's, I mean, like...
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
All right.
Instead of this, who we, baby.
Wow. How many Doritos you got today?
That's
not enough.
I can't eat them.
Also,
I'll throw up.
Because, yeah, information on this was very late. The sequel originally was going to focus on the master's relationship with his young apprentice, Bruce Lee. But obviously, they kind of pushed that back to put in whatever we witnessed instead.
Just a nonsense story.
Yeah. So, anyone want to guess at how much money this movie cost to make?
Like, this never really happened, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Rich, please let us know. Is any of this real? Is this entire nonsense?
Rich, you really should have been here just to feel like these questions alive.
Because this guy lived. He still had a whole life going on at this point.
But was it all movie worthy, though? Like, that's the thing. Like,
that's the thing. Yeah, I don't know if any of this is real or not. It could have been. Or it could have, like, maybe they just found, like, in his journal somewhere that he went to a boxing match once and just spinned a whole story around it. I don't know.
That's probably closer to the truth.
Probably. Yeah, and that's fine.
But if this is fake, this is really a weird-ass way to, write this story in instead of just, like, people showed up and they fought people. Like, just, I don't know.
I have good news, guys. I think I might just have gas.
You're not pregnant?
Well, I know I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
I'm bleeding pretty heavily.
That was not what I was expecting you to say.
But if I can...
All right. Okay.
If I can burp enough, that means I can put...
You float down? Float back down from the ceiling?
I'll float back down. I won't hit the ceiling fan.
I want to watch that now. Sorry.
Do you?
I always loved that movie as a kid.
I mean, it's not a bad movie. And, you know, I know this is not the movie we're supposed to be talking about, but, I mean, I'm just saying, like... I don't think I've ever sat down and been like, I want to watch Charlie and Chocolate, or whichever one it is. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, it depends on which version you're talking about. But anyway, back to the point at hand. Does anyone want to guess how much money they had to make this movie?
The last one was, what, $12 million?
Yes.
And then I will say $8 million.
You're going under, huh?
Yes.
I'm going to say 10.
I'll split the you're difference. Going under too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I can tell you're both wrong because I went over.
Okay.
With a whopping 13 million.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
all
right. Cool.
They went such a tiny amount over the original budget. I totally thought you guys would overshoot it, but instead you both undershot it.
But this looked less polished than the last one to me.
I feel like the first movie was more like trying to...
Dignified.
Talk about story, and this one was like, let's just have people fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm cool with that still. Like,
yeah,
I'm still
no problem with that. But this was just like straight up kung fu movie. Yeah. That one was like trying to tell the story of this guy's life. This is just kung fu movie.
Well, also, I felt like the other one was a lot more what you expect from a foreign film. It had that style to it, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, or whatever.
Do you watch a whole bunch of foreign films? Is that
enough? This one felt more
in hopes to see boobies.
This one, I don't need to see foreign films for that.
Just look in the mirror and be like,
yeah. So this one felt more like a Western movie. Like, I would have guessed this had more money behind it. All right, now as for how much it made, there's a lot of dispute of this.
We couldn't find out last one either, right?
Huh?
We couldn't find out for the last one either. It was like,
well, I found out how much it made worldwide, but I wasn't entirely sure if that was just theater release from overseas, or if that was like the worldwide, well, including DVD sales or whatever else and that kind of stuff. But this seems to range from the information I got of.
I'm gonna say.
Okay.
You said it made, actually it cost 13 to make. I will say 19.
You want to throw a guess in here? Or a belch?
30.
30? Mm-hmm. That's surprising because that's kind of what I was going to say. But because it ranges between 15 million to 50 million.
Okay, that's quite
the
range.
That's a big window, yeah. So who is in this movie, guys?
Bunch of Chinese actors.
We got Donnie Yen. We got Zhao Ming Huang. We got Sammo Hung. We got Lin Hung. We got Kent Chang. We got Darren Shalavi. And we got Yu Hong To. That's all the actors in there.
In the whole movie. That's it.
Who was that last one?
Yu Hong To.
Yeah, who did he play?
Cheng YK. Okay. So when I think that's Hung Sifu, I think it was his oldest pupil. That's what he called him K. Whenever he was like, "Hey, kick everyone out!" Like that's what that was.
Oh, okay, because that's the guy that played Ip Man in that other movie we're talking.
Oh, okay.
About. All right. Okay.
Cool.
So let's get into the movie, shall we? Once again, we start out. He's punching this wooden dummy. We just like in the original one, you know, he's doing his training.
Ipsy Fu. Yeah. This whole movie is just fights. It's just fight scenes. Like, that's...
Yeah, so like, basically we start out...
All right, we're done. See you guys next time for Ip Man 3.
But he's open to school. Someone from his old village has a newspaper company.
Actually, before that, we see his... potential relationship, his friend at least, if not brother.
His best friend that owns the cotton factory.
Yeah, he just gets shot in the head.
Yo,
oh, yeah, during the opening. In the opening credits, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of worth mentioning because it does come up later, but it is so weird. It's just like, he's just kind of walking and then suddenly bullet in the head.
It seems to be like maybe this was, you know, the battle we kind of ended on in the town square at the end of the last one. He was trying to run from that, and that's where he got shot.
Yeah, but it shows he takes his wife and stuff. He takes them away in his car. Like, that's how the movie...
He's
the
one driving, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
He nurses Ip Man back to health.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, like...
I can't...
Yeah. And so apparently this is 5 years later.
Yeah, this is 1950 time now. Later. There's a lot of confusion over that. We get a scene that says 8 days.
No, day eight.
I'm sorry.
No, this is 1950. The first day is when we see him be, he gets a studio from this guy who owns his paper place. Mm-hmm. He gives him the top floor or whatever. Then 8 days later, he opens a school. 8 days later, he has no business now. Like, that's what the 8 days was. That's what the 8 meant.
Yeah. But it was just confusing to me a little bit because there was, like, no context or anything. It just said day 8 on the
screen. Like,
I'm like, is this?
It could have been edited better. Yes.
Is this 28 weird, days later or something?
Yeah, it's like a weird zombie movie or something. It's like day 8 of the infection.
But if they said day 1 when they showed him open the school, then that might give him better context to it.
But what was more confusing about that is we soon see his son who hasn't aged a day.
Not one day. And it's 5 years after the first movie. It's five years later. Like,
so is Asian genes, man. Yeah, his stay young wife, looking.
His wife is at least 6 months pregnant. Or I guess, depending on the time frame of this movie, she's maybe 8, 9?
I don't know. She's just pregnant.
Something. Yeah, she's just pregnant.
But I'm pretty sure they just started filming this a month after filming the last one because this kid doesn't look much older. But anyway.
We see he's open to school, and come day 8, he has no students. Not one person has come up to the point where his neighbor was doing her laundry. She's like, hey, you got all the space? Can I, like, hang my clothes here since you're not using it? He's like, yeah, fine.
He should charge her.
But he's like, no, he's too nice for that. Like, he's, like, throughout this whole movie, like, he's a nice dude. Like, he wants to help people out and make sure people, you know, can protect themselves and all kind of stuff. But, like, he's putting up posters and all kind of stuff. And, like, finally, he gives up looking for students. He starts to help her put her laundry up as well. And one kid finally walks in. And the kid's like, yo, I'm just here checking this stuff out. I'm going to fight you. If you win, I'll pay your student fee. I'll pay your fee for me going to school here. And a fight starts.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, I guess we'll do this. Sure. And just proceeds to whip the ever-loving shit out of this kid.
The kid won't give up. It's like Naruto. He won't give up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not giving up. Guy's like, yo, I'm beating your ass. Like, just.
Well, yeah, it starts out slow. He's just kind of like, he's knocking him around a little bit, but he keeps doing the, like, this could be a killing blow, but I'm not going to hit you. And this could, like, take out your leg, but it's not, I'm not actually going to make contact. And the kid just won't accept it. So finally, like, he kind of keeps advancing until he's kind of, like, knocks the sense out of this kid or he into, like, this kid.
He, like, the kid's like, hit me. So he actually hits him. He's like, oh, shit, that hurt.
the kid's, you know, finally defeated and he just runs off.
He didn't give him his money. He's like, yo, pay me. Fuck you, pay me. Oh. And the kid just ran out. Fast forward, he's about to lock up his studio or whatever.
Yeah, the kid comes back, but this time he's got some three friends with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all, you know, basically the same deal. Like, we're going to fight you because we want to see if you're really good enough. And he just proceeds to beat the snot out of all of them. And finally they say, hey, can you teach us? Please teach us.
He's like, yeah. But pay me first. He's like the nicest landlord, the nicest teacher. He's like,
hey, really,
could you kind of please pay me? Like, you know, I can whoop your ass, right? But please, could you just kind of, just pay me? Like,
opium is expensive.
This is again where it's kind of like, you know, he might have been a great guy, but was he this great a guy? Because, like, yeah, he keeps saying, you know, oh, they owe me. Well, I'll go get the money from. If they have it, if not, they can pay me next time or whatever. But so now he's got his little dojo going, or I don't know if that's wrong to say, but he's got his school going. He's teaching them. Things are going great, but his greatest student is putting up some of these flyers around town for him when he runs into some hoodlums.
Hoodlums and hooligans.
Mm-hmm.
They're from a different school, and they're putting up these posters about a boxing competition. I guess there's some British boxer that wants to put on some kind of show,
mm-hmm.
and they're promoting it. And so they're mad at I think this dude's name was Leung.
I think.
Yes.
I'm the worst with names, so
yeah.
Don't tell me.
They're like, you're putting your stuff over our posters. Fuck you, get out of here. It's our turf. And the guy's like, yo, it's a free wall. Like, we can share the space. It's all right. Like, and then, like, they start talking shit, and, like, he's feeling cocky now because, you know, he's got some Wing Chun training now. He's like, all right, I can fight these guys.
Uh-huh.
And you know what also made me feel really sad in the scene? Mind you, everyone, this is before copiers. So all these posters were made by hand.
Yeah, yo, I know, right? Like, like, I thought the same thing. Like, holy shit.
You know, when that guy tore it down, it was like, you son of a bitch.
That was like an hour of work.
Yeah. Took him 2 hours to draw that little guy fighting people on there. What What the hell?
How's that beer?
We'll see. I took a gas relief pill. We'll see how that
That's
goes.
That's what that was?
Yeah.
All right.
It was the last one in the house.
Oh, no. You should text your wife, like, hey, you should probably pick some of these up.
Oh, it's already on the shopping list.
All right.
They were so, super expired, too, so we'll see.
Yeah. It only counts for some medicines.
Yeah.
So this fight, it starts off the kid's trying to be mad cool, pulls his hat off, goes to throw it on like this hook, just misses.
Which is and pretty great.
Yeah, and it pauses just long enough so he, like, he knows that they know he missed.
Yeah. Is that supposed to impress anyone?
Yeah, no. But the guy he's fighting says, look, no one else but in. No one else but in. This is a one-on-one fight. His goonies, you know, agree to it and stuff. And the fight's going pretty well. They're pretty evenly matched, you know, at first. Like, they're both kind of hitting each other a little bit. But then Leung, he, like, gets upper hand. He's, like, he throws him against the wall. He's, like, bounce. He's, like juggling him off the wall, hitting him mad times in the chest and shit. And he's, like, I won. And the dude's goons are, like, fuck you. They stopped the like, shit out of him.
No, you didn't.
They just stopped his ass. Like, it was...
It's a good old-fashioned curve stop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he gets beat. Apparently, he gets taken. He's like just taken hostage because that's how you do.
They didn't know that his master was Liam Neeson, though. Like,
that would have been interesting.
But, yeah, they end up going back to his school and say, hey, listen, one of your guys fucked around in our turf. So we took him. So if you know, like, bring us... I don't remember how much they said for a ransom.
Never said a number. Just said bring us ransom.
Yeah, you bring the ransom.
And meet us down at the fish market.
Bring a money.
Yeah.
He could have wrote ransom on a piece of paper. So here you go. Yeah.
It's got like 4 pennies in it or something.
I drew you a poster.
But so he goes down to this fish market. He sees they're keeping him in some water tank.
What was that?
It looked like a deep fryer.
For real?
I think it was just to keep fish or lobster
in. Yeah, it must have been keeping fresh fish in there, but I don't know what the hell this is, but whatever. They're basically like, torturing him.
It was just a bin, and they put some pallets on top, and were just spraying water in through the top of the pallets.
Waterboarding him?
Yeah, basically.
But he's like, you know, I'm really sorry. This didn't need to happen. Are we cool? And they're like, did you bring the ransom? He says, no. Like, then no, we're going to kill you. So fight ensues.
Yeah, they jump to weapons real quick.
Just the biggest, dumbest, most Michael Jackson videoist fight you ever did see.
Yeah. But at one point,
ridiculous fast.
To go back on, like, when he was training this guy Leung earlier in the movie, the kid asks him, he's like, can you fight 10 men at once? And he's like, he laughs. He goes, what if they have weapons? He goes, just run. So here we are now, just 10 guys in front of him with weapons. He's fucking fighting them.
Oh, man. And this is where you can tell it's like a totally different movie than the first one.
Yeah.
Because it's like Jackie Chananigans going on here. He's using pallets as weapons. He's, you know, flipping it. Like, it's the old... 1,000 guys are going to attack you, but only the ones that are attacking you at the front are actually going to move at any given time.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else is going to kind of hang back.
But when weapons come out, these guys pull out those butterfly knives that Rich mentioned in the last episode, which gives us the style of, you know, preferred weapon style aside from the staff.
I don't know if these were legit butterfly knives,
They're not.
I think these are fish knives. I think these are just like cleavers for... Because butterfly knives are curved.
They were long and wide. I don't know. That's what Rich said they were. I don't know. Rich, call in. I mean, write in. You know how it goes. Poor Rich. Thing.
Just walk in. I don't know.
Walk in.
Come in at any point.
Still in town.
But, there's, you know, again, these thick blades like we dealt with the last time. They're not as long as that sword was. But, but they have no point to them. They have an edge, but no point towards the top, which is odd. But, yeah, he gets a couple of them away from some of these fishermen, and he's using them, and he's fighting guys. I believe he pulls the two he gets out of the pallet that he used as a shield for a few minutes there.
When he holds them, it pauses, and he's like, oh, shit, he has weapons now. Like, oh, shit. And before he starts to fight with them, he turns around so the flat edges, dull side is what he's hitting them with.
Yeah.
He's in the dull side and the flats, like Kenshin.
He's like, I'm badass and I could kill you all, but I don't want to. So I'm just going to slap the shit out of you with the side of a sword.
Yo, he fucks them up.
He sure does.
Every time, like, he would make that sound where he's punching you 100 times, he's hitting them with the knives 100 times.
Yeah, so he takes on this whole fish market. He takes on...
Okay.
You probably can't see it.
Okay. Picture those knives. The butterfly knives are not the ones that I was wrong.
Oh, these are just like extras that you'd get from an old Ninja Turtle figure.
All right. But so yeah, he takes on this fish market and he's like, you know, I just want to talk to your master, whatever. We can calm down, right? And they're like, no. So like more people show up. And
this is what I didn't get. Like, they had like 100 people show up all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, where the whole fish
market? It's the whole fish market.
Like, damn.
Well, yeah, we get some relief because the fish market from across the street shows up and they are all angry and look like they're ready to start, mob justice. But what do you know? It's our friend from the last movie.
Jin,
who...
Chinese Jeffrey Coombs.
Sure. Who got his ass beat in the cotton mill because he doesn't understand how commerce works. But so he sees it's it, man, and he's like, oh, hey, wait, we're cool. Like, you guys just back off. This is going to be all right. We're just going to let them go. But then another group of people shows up and they're like, fuck you. This is not cool. We're going to throw down. And it's this other master.
Master Hung.
Is Master Hung. All right.
Played by Sammo Hung.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know.
They should have had a William Hung.
Wow.
On the soundtrack.
Wow. This would have been after that, too.
I guess they're going to save that lowering of dignity for the third movie. But
listen, you haven't seen the third movie, okay? You don't know.
This is true.
It's a sequel to a sequel. That means he has to hate it.
What? I don't know. Well, granted, it's no Baby Driver. But...
Well, wait, then what do you classify the Avengers?
The Avengers? That's not a sequel.
What about the second Avengers?
That was good. Not as good as the first one.
See?
What about Civil War?
Civil War?
Well, it's pretty much Avengers.
Yeah, and that was better.
And is also a Captain America sequel.
Yes.
Okay, all right. We found one.
More than one. Captain America movies just keep getting better. Anyway, we're getting off track. Where were we? Oh, so Master Hung shows up and he's like, you know, listen, if you want to teach people martial arts around here, you have to be challenged by the other masters in the area. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't count because those are the rules of such and such.
Hitman's like, who the fuck made these rules? Like,
yeah. He was being a dick about it, though, is the thing.
Well, yeah, it's like Teamsters or something here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But he's like, all right, you know, I'll meet you. I'll face this challenge, whatever. So
in the meantime, cops show up.
Yep.
Just arrest Hitman, his student, and Jen. Just arrest him. He's going, you injured people, so you're going to jail. They're like, what the fuck about everyone else?
Doesn't make any sense. Like, it made me think that, like, the whole time I'm thinking Hung is like a mob boss. That's what I'm thinking.
Because
he was talking about his turf. He was, you know, told Jin that he doesn't have any turf. It's all his. And then, you know, these cops show up and just arrest these outsider guys.
That's the thing. The cops are on the take, so they only arrest the people that were upsetting the mob, basically.
I guess. But it makes Hung out to be a worse person than I think they wanted him to be portrayed as.
Maybe.
Maybe that's where they were going. I don't know.
Again, we have that weird thing of like he kind of starts out as the villain here, but then we're quickly going to like try and make him more relatable, and then he becomes a good guy real fast. And
like Apollo Creed.
It's weird. Kind of.
Yeah.
Just like Apollo Creed.
Let's keep that in mind. But yeah, I like the cops essentially just show up as they might as well have been like a screen wipe. Like, it might as well just, like, you know, been pulling a black curtain behind them.
But it's every scene that they're in. They're just like, oh, we're here now.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's just kind of like, how are we going to end the scene? Cops come in, grab people, take them away to the next scene. Okay. We see Ip Man's wife struggles to get the money together to bail him out. Same thing with Jeffrey Combs.
Jin.
Jin, thank you.
Jin's wife. So Ip Man's wife goes to the newspaper owner and gets money from him.
Well, that's after she looks in her little safe box, and all she finds in there is $2 and her sour face that she left in there since the first movie.
She's trying. Wow. She's trying to be more supportive of his.
Been
of
sitting his, on this one, that one, this whole time.
Yeah, it's been rotting in his asshole this whole time. Until now.
Something ass, that's for sure.
But like, apparently, Jin has this, like, he's transformed from the first movie. He tells it, man, he's like, thanks to him, like, if he hadn't blew out his eardrum, because he legit hit him in the ear hard as fuck, he would have been in like worse place now. So now he's changed life around. He has a wife and kids, and like, he has a job, and like, helps his community.
Yeah. He's really turned himself around.
Yeah. And his wife bails him out.
Yeah. And they get together and get some money to bail out his student, because nobody's coming for him, because whatever. So this is where I believe they're talking about their money woes, but for some reason, I guess that just translates to Ip Man's going to go out to get cake, it seemed.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when, you know, you got to eat your feelings, so you get some cake when you...
I know how that is, but you got to fight that in.
We got a fat chat going on right now.
We're trying to save some money.
Doritos, we got cupcakes, we got potato chips, we got Halloween candy, we got Stacey's balls and everything. Like, we got all the stuff over here.
Yeah. Wait, why did Fat Chat come out?
Because we're talking about
why does it always
eating your feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Because we went to go buy some cake.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is where a feral man comes running down the street eating a duck.
Nothing better to do when you're depressed and broke. It's buy junk food.
Yep.
Pretty much.
But yeah, this guy comes running through. These two shop owners are trying to beat him to death because he's eating this duck. He just grabbed it and he's eating it. And they're like, oh, what's wrong with us, dude? Like, oh, I'll pay for the duck.
Hold on. It's been cooked.
It's like if you ran into Costco and just swiped one of the rotisserie chickens.
Yeah, it's like that. Just like,
this dude is just, he is going to town on this thing.
Yeah. These two guys are literally like trying to beat him to death.
While they're beating him up.
Shoving this in his face, yeah.
Which, you know what? Like, true Fat Chat life right there.
Fat life?
He's representing.
This is not going to be our new thing, hashtag fat goals. Yeah.
It's good. It's a short list.
But he either take his money to buy the cake for his family, or he can help this hungry person. So he helps the hungry person. As he's trying to, he's like, this guy looks familiar. This kid, hey, I know you. And it's the kid from the last movie that kept calling Uncle Ip. Yeah. That kid.
And it turns out the feral guy is his brother, friend.
It's his friend.
Yeah, whatever we decided they were last time.
Well, it said in the opening.
It's his frunkle. We'll call him a frunkle.
Frunkle.
It said in the opening, while the dude was getting shot in the brain, that he was his best friend.
Oh, I did specify. Okay. Yeah. I missed that part. I'm still calling him Frunkle. Anyway,
it's Full House rules.
Yeah.
But then
so he lives out in a garbage dump.
I have my own Full House theory about those are not Danny's kids.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. There's nothing but fights in this movie. We can tangent a little bit. I want to hear this.
Those kids are Joey's kids, which is why Joey stays in the house. And the mom died under other circumstances. She's probably going to see Joey, whatever. And
because Jesse was the mom's brother, right?
Brother, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Because those kids don't have dark hair. They're all blonde.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Steph's kind of funny. Joey's fun. No.
Joey's not funny. Where are you getting that from?
Whatever. I thought Dave Coulier was funny. Shut up.
The Olsen twins do look a little bit like Mr. Woodchuck.
Yeah,
so I see where that happened.
Those are...
Joey has lame catchphrases. Michelle had lame catchphrases.
Like, those are his kids, and that's why he wanted to stay and help Danny out after the mom died, because he's like, those, I need to be near my kids. And the only way I can do it is like moving with Danny.
Was the mom Alanis Morissette?
I don't know.
Would any of the Tanner girls go down on you in a theater?
What?
All their mouths were smaller than their heads.
Hey, Rob.
So, no, I would say
wouldn't
no.
that be ironic, don't you think?
I think it'd be highly illegal.
Yeah.
So, until Fuller House.
Anyway.
That was my weird.
All three of them?
Yeah. Well, they've been best friends for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right. So,
I think they just have a rotating bedroom policy.
Maybe.
They just go wherever, man. It was Jesse. It's a Lannister thing. You don't care. Whatever. Oh. What? Too far?
A little bit. So anyway, back to this movie.
Working on a new t-shirt idea right now.
The house remembers.
Unrelated.
Okay. We were, where were we? Oh,
When he was literally wrecking shop?
Yeah.
Or no, we got past that. Okay, so yeah, he has to fight the masters.
Oh, no, we got to, the dude's best friend is Farrell. That's where we were at.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And there's no other point in the rest of the movie for that. It's totally unnecessary.
It's like they were almost like, oh, don't worry, he's still alive. We just wanted to show you that he was still alive. But if they didn't show him getting shot in the head in the beginning, nobody would have questioned it.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is again why I'm like, is this based on any truth? Because like that seems like such a weird detail to just come up with for nothing. And it amounts to nothing because we see this scene where he's looking after him. He might come back at one other point. And then late in the movie, he sees him again. But like,
might as well have told us he was a vampire and just have him hopping around like he's in a freaking sack race or whatever.
Why not? Or have him, you know, be a NASCAR racer. None of it matters. It didn't mean anything.
Not be in the movie.
Yeah, just be like, hey, I got a letter from that dude. He's okay.
Have him be the owner of the newspaper instead of this other guy.
I don't think that'd be too much of a retread, but
whatever. Either way, a friend of his owns some company that gives someone a job. Yeah. Like,
but you would think, like, you know, at some point in the movie, the boxer would show up and, like, knock his brains back in order or something. I don't know, but like, yeah, it literally amounts to nothing. So anyway, now he has to fight the masters. So they have this set up. They're all seated around on the outside of this like dance floor or whatever. Yeah, big room. And in the center is a table, and around the table is a bunch of stools put upside down. The kind you don't want to sit on.
Yeah, right. And while this scene was going on, I put a bunch of stools upside down too.
Yeah, we smelled it. We smelled it.
The audience didn't, but they do now. So anyway,
we smelled it in their hearts.
Yeah, he gets up on the table and he's told that if they can knock him off, he loses. But if he can stay up, he can become a master.
He has to last as long as the incense burns.
Yeah. So remember, guys, if you can stay up as long as the incense burns, you can become a master.
Not touching that.
Leave the silence in.
Yeah. So anyway, like some masters do eventually challenge him. He gets in fights with him. It's all cool action stuff, yada, yada, yada. He eventually knocks the one guy down.
Well, I want to know what styles they're using. Like, was it like Mantis style?
The first guy looked like Mantis style.
Yeah.
I guess that's a thing. So I don't know.
Someone find out what styles they were using in that scene.
Rich.
Yeah.
Rich right in.
Sorry, Rich. We fired Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
You're it, man. You're it, man.
You just made his day.
Yeah. So anyway.
Rich Sifu. Answer all these dumb questions for us.
He goes through like two masters and then he fights Master Hung. All right. They put up a good fight. They're beating the crap out of each other. The table eventually breaks.
Like I thought the fight was pretty dope because the table is really, it's if you took a tabletop and put it on top of a smaller table. So it's like, it does not bolt to anything. It's just freestanding. So as they move from side to side, it tilts from side to side. At one point, like they're fighting on the edge of it as it's tilting and they're going around it. It's a dope fight. And they're both equally hitting each other the same amount of times and blocking each other's punches and shit. It's a dope fight.
It sounded really cool.
Yeah.
From the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was. Should have been there. Anyway, eventually the table just breaks in half because it can't take the weight anymore. They both kind of like, you know, start running their feet and flipping the little board down so that it lands on top of some of these stools. So they still have a place to land on it. So neither one of them hits the floor. So he technically still, you know, is you know, proceeding with what he was supposed to be doing here. And at that point, Hung finally says, all right, I will call you master.
But make sure you pay your union fees.
Yeah.
Of $100.
Every month.
Every month.
Protection money.
Don't worry, because I'll keep you out of trouble. So just give me $100. Hitman's like, fuck you. Yeah. If this was just to get me to give you money every month, fuck you. I don't need you.
Yep. Yeah, I've had enough of this bullshit.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I'm just going to teach anyway, whatever.
And Hung's like, all right, if you're getting in any trouble, yeah, don't come to me.
Yeah, bad things might happen in this neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? And sure enough, hey, bad things do happen. Some of his guys show up around the area and they start causing a bit of trouble. They're like, I think they're just ripping down posters or whatever. But then
the big thing is that, like, they stop anyone from trying to join his school. Like, even his students can't get in anymore. Like, they try to find a way, some of the students. And like, the ones who hadn't already shown up were like, yo, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Like, what a...
Yeah. We eventually will pay our dues just like anybody else.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
But they start throwing, like, vases at him and everything.
Which I'm like, yo, why are you breaking my shit? Like, why are you throwing my shit at dumbass people?
Yeah, you realize this is all because we don't have money, right? So stop breaking stuff.
They throw It Man stuff at them?
Yeah, they throw things from the top of the building down at...
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's It Man's, but somebody who owns that building and owns that stuff. Someone's going to pay
for it.
Yeah.
They broke it, so he's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Dumbass kid.
But like a whole riot breaks out.
Huh?
Which one of y'all stinks right now?
That's you, because
it's probably you.
You know we have no shame. We freely admit when we do stuff.
That's just me.
Probably. Yeah,
that's you.
Wait, I don't not admit.
That's just you.
All right.
Yeah, knows it. Maybe it's the ghost of Joe somewhere, like farting and like, wafting in.
Honestly, I haven't done anything, but I just started smelling poop.
It's in your clothes.
It could be in my clothes. That is entirely possible.
Joe is trying to reform out of the stank coming out of your ass. Howdy ho. So full-on riot breaks out.
They're messing with everyone's stalls. Everyone, it's just food everywhere. It's just like...
Yeah, shit's getting crazy. And once again, It Man goes to talk to Master Hung about this. He's like, "This, we can't be doing this, whatever." And he's like, yeah, well,
the,
you know
the biggest thing... It's like, after this, his friend who gave him the studio was like, dude, you can't stay here no more. You got to go. I'm closing your school.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
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 That's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, they did, you know, they broke they started a riot. Yeah, they started, like, throwing trash cans through his window and stuff. Like, I'm trying to run a newspaper here, man. That's not cool.
Yeah, it's like.
So, but It Man's like, whatever, I'm just going to teach my martial arts in the park or whatever I got to do. But he's talking to Hung and he's like, you know, this is what I'm going to do. You got to lay off your shit. Like, we can work together. You know, we can cohabitate or whatever. But he's like, yeah, you know what? No, because I saw the paper said that, you know, the victor was undecided and I can't have that. So he attacks him again. They do a bit more fighting. But this is when It Man almost accidentally trips over a little ball of
a panda
pink pudge that was sitting in the corner.
I just want to point out, this shows how much more badass It Man is than Master Hung. Because, like, Hung goes to kick It Man. He dodges it. Sees he's going to kick this kid instead. Grabs the kid. Moves out of the way. All before, like, and while still not getting hit himself. Like, he's badass. Like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How could you not see the kid? But.
Right. I mean, he was kind of huge, but.
I'm surprised. I'm kind of surprised he could lift him with that much speed. Like, I'm pretty sure I'd throw my back out trying to pick this kid up.
This kid should be a member of Fat Chat. We'll say it like that. Like, he should be at the table with us right now.
This kid should have a car emblem on his chest.
He's selling tires right now. Like,
oh God. This kid has no lines.
No, he doesn't. You're right. He has no lines.
No, he's not. He's just another one.
Don't even Doritos right there.
And he's technically eating in two of the three scenes he's in.
As the kid gets pulled out of the way, we see Master Hung's like wife and other kids come in, and there's like seven daughters. He has seven daughters and his one son. All the daughters. Just... Like, there's so many of them. It Man's like, look, dude, Do you want to win so bad you don't want to eat with your family? I mean, what's really more important?
That's right.
And that kind of like touches Master Hung in a way that he hadn't been touched before in a while.
I don't think he's having any problem being touched. Like, dude's got kids for days, man. He is getting it done. He's putting in work. He's getting an overtime check.
He's repopulating all of China himself.
Which is unnecessary. He's the reason.
Yes. So anyway, like they kind of come to an understanding here.
That's not a great wall. That's a playpen for all of his kids. His fat, fat kids.
No, just the one.
I know.
It's just the one.
Just the boy. The boy. He's the boy. He gets food.
Yeah, the girl's got to keep lean. The boys.
That's right.
Can be just I saw sacks, Mulan. I guess.
Wow. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Jeez, where the hell was I?
It's about cross-dressing. Don't tell the president.
So yeah, because of this, they find an understanding between each other, and Hung actually invites him to a boxing match that's coming up. He gives him a free ticket, I guess, for him and like all of his students or something.
I guess.
Everybody goes.
But apparently, this British, I don't know, company. Or somehow they've managed to be in league with the police force as well.
I guess it's like, is it like an import-export company or something like that?
I don't know.
Like, because they own the fish stocks?
Yeah.
Or something like the fish that he, I don't know.
So this company.
There's a source of money here, I guess, is the deal.
This group, whatever, is in league with the police force. And they have one guy who's dealing with the police chief, who they call Fatso. That's his name in the
Fatso. It's Fatso. Fatso.
So that guy and Master Hung have been like organizing this event and making sure that people show up or whatever. And Master Hung is like, the whole movie is like, yo, so how much do I get from this ticket? This, like, we're doing all the work stuff. What's my cut?
So as a quick side note, yes, people, there's a character in this who is credited as Fatso, and he's still smaller than this kid. Continue.
I think he's the kid's dad. I think Hung's been dealing with this boxing thing, and Fatso's been making time with Hung's wife.
He learned from Joey?
Yeah, he's been pulling a full house.
So, like,
he's cuckolding Mr. Hung.
This guy from this company starts swearing at Master Hung, starts swearing at Fatso. He's like, you guys can't quit. If you quit, then I take your fish
market
away, and yada yada yada. So like, finally, they're like, fuck it. And when this championship boxing, this boxing event happens,
I finance you and all of your fish markets.
Dude,
and
if Kit-Kats,
you don't like it,
Kit-Kats are where it's at, man.
For real.
Kit-Kats are good.
But yeah, these guys are assholes, and the biggest one of all is Mr. Twister, who is the boxing champion, who comes in and starts swaggering his dick around like he's the greatest thing ever. And yeah, they're just giving Hung shit for no apparent reason, and he's getting kind of tired of it, and he's starting to, you know, get pissed and wants to do something about it. But they're like, you know, all these people are going to be out of a job. You can't just think about yourself or your honor. You got to think about all these people that follow you and, you know, depend on you. So he finally, like, he's like, all right, fine. You can do your thing. I'm just going to leave.
So now that we're at the championship, we see this company that is there with all their white folks. First of all,
I want to know,
Brian, the term is British folks.
Sure.
It's the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Okay. I believe they're called devils in...
they are called devils in the movie.
Devils in the movie.
Foreign devils.
I'm sorry. I did kind of cut you off. What did you want to... Was there anything else you wanted to say here about this?
Oh, that basically every martial arts school is going to put on a performance for in honor of this match. And that's what the setting is. So the bug?
Oh, here we go.
Where's that notebook?
Don't you dare, Brian. I mean, do it, but...
Oh, no, it's a fly.
That's even so, it's just as bad.
Yeah, but they're harder to kill.
So now, first question is, what is this match for? Because you have Mr. Twister, this boxer guy. He's all, I'm the best, I'm the greatest, you know, float like a butterfly, whatever he's doing. We never see anyone that he was there to box. There's no mention of anyone. It never gets to it. Also, who is this for? Because the whole audience seems to be everyone that's participating in the like martial arts demonstrations.
Well, it's like last movie, how the Japanese guy wanted to put a tournament on the show, how his martial arts is, you know, as good and better than their martial arts. So it's basically the same kind of premise. Yeah, like, this is a rehash of the
But there were Japanese guys like watching it, at least. There were other soldiers and so on. So you could be like, look, I beat all them because I'm better than them. This was just like, look, I beat one of you because I'm better than all of you, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, but when that happened, like the show was just for the general's own pride and stuff. This is just for the higher up in the company's pride or whatever. He's just trying to make a good show of it so he can report back to the homeland about like we're doing great things over here. Like, you know, we're so much winning. We're just winning. Because we're winners. That's what we do.
Okay.
We have a huge following over here. Huge. And like, we just win. So much winning.
But none of that happens.
No.
Because they you know, this boxer starts talking some shit while he's watching them do their demonstration. He's like, why are they dancing and yelling? And he's like, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, they're kind of boxing? Well, let me show them what real boxing is like. And gets up there and just starts, he just proceeds to beat the shit out of all these students.
And that's the thing,
for no reason.
I felt like I was watching being American off. It just felt like they were making fun of Americans. So I'm like, no, they're not really making fun of Americans. Not yet with this movie. Like,
I'm sure they kind of are.
Yeah, well, because real talk, we got it from the British. So that's what
we perfected douchebaggery.
I mean, we did. Like, did you kill it? No.
Yeah.
Oh, you killed it. All right.
Second time he's killed it in the bathroom today.
Killed in the bedroom. As per
first time
usual.
That's happened ever.
Uh-huh. So
now what my left hand says.
Yeah, this guy just starts beating the shit out of everybody until the masters get involved, and they're like, they're just trying to keep the students back until this guy's like, yeah, your martial arts are gay or whatever, and you guys are stupid, and I don't even know. He's just farting on everybody. And they're like, all right, that's, now you're trying to insult us, and that's not cool. Like, we still have some honor.
Like, and this is what translators fuck things up in this movie, just like the last movie.
Yeah.
Like, so, Sammo Hung's, Master Sifu, Hung Sifu is like, look, like, things get a little out of hand, that, you know, didn't have to come like this. If you just want to show your skills, whatever, we could have done that some other way. If you hated what you saw, you could have just left. Right. Like, no need to go this far. Just apologize and it'll be all good, right? The translator goes, he says you should apologize. And I'm like, he said way more than that. Like, say the rest of the stuff, say everything else. Like, give some context. Like, and so, of course.
You think maybe the translator just didn't catch all that? He's like,
If he caught the whole entire last speech.
Also, if he didn't catch all that, shouldn't be a translator.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Not arguing that.
If that woman can do sign language to Wu-Tang Clan concerts and still be on beat and dance at the same time, this guy should be able to translate what this guy.
Okay, but let's not forget.
Have sign language?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
At Wu-Tang?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it was at one of the Senate committees or something where there was one guy that was doing sign language and clearly didn't know sign language and was just doing shit with his hands.
That happened for real?
Yeah, that happened for real.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I think it was, it might not have been that major of an event. I don't quite remember that, but
they all can be major.
He got fired.
Oh, but yeah. Anyway. So like the Mr. Twister is like, I don't even fuck about y'all. I'm not apologizing for shit. You guys can't beat me. I do what I want. My makes right. And I'm right. So, I'll fight any one of you if you want to. And I won't apologize to one of you beats me. So how about one of you beat me?
Yeah. So, Hung's like, all right, I'll accept that challenge. I'm going to kick your ass because I'm not putting up with this kind of insult.
It Man's face is priceless. He's like, you're old as fuck, dude. What are you doing? Like, look, dude, let me do it. Like,
yeah, are you sure you're the one to be doing this?
You see in his face. Like,
Hung comes out with this big ass Chinese flag hat. Living in China.
Oh, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
No, I mean, Hung is much more humble about it, but the fact is, he let his anger get the best of him.
Yeah. Like, Ip Man's like, you sure you got that pig at home to take care of? I mean, son.
Oh, damn.
Shots fired.
Well, you got all them kids and that wife to take care of, dude. What are you doing, though?
Like, yeah.
Take care of your family. We talked about this last time. Take care of your family, son.
Yeah. You could have a whole other litter if you play your cards right. But yeah, so he's like, you know, I'll take him on. Let's do this. They get into a match, I'll call it, for lack of a better word here.
Well, to be fair, he did a lot better than Apollo did against...
He did a wonderful job for, you know, everything he could. I'm just calling it a match because it's literally like... It's a boxing match.
It was just a fight.
One guy is just wildly swinging his arms, and the other dude is like kicking and punching and flipping and doing all kinds of shit. And it's just like, how do you regulate this?
Playing Street Fighter.
Yeah, we call it mixed martial arts now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have something for it now, but back then, I imagine the ref was just like, none of that's legal. Like, I don't know.
But and just like MMA today, you wouldn't find a boxer just doing their just boxing. Like, you know, it's more shit.
No,
because they know better. Like,
but here's the funny thing: like when this fight first broke out, like Twister was like kicking and he was doing moves that were not boxing moves,
right?
Until the final match where he was just doing boxing moves.
Hmm. Well, he was mostly just doing boxing moves because that's all he knows. I think he did a bit of kicking or whatever, but it's just like. It's just a guy in a fight, but like he mostly knows just boxing moves.
So this fight goes pretty well at first, you know. Master Hung is, you know, doing his thing, and then like come round two, he's like, "Fuck, I'm old."
He's like, "I'm tired.
I'm tired as shit."
You guys see those unicorns too? I think my eyes have just popped out of the socket. All right.
It's like basically
a shit, took a nap.
It's basically how I feel every time we start recording. Like after we watch the movies, round one, this is round two. I'm just like, oh, I can't. Somebody hold me up. Hold me up by the arms.
So come round three and four, it's the tired ass turn. It's not looking that great. It Man's like, yo, Master, let's throw the towel on me, man. Like you showed that you got heart and stuff, and you got that wife and them kids at home and stuff. Like,
I don't know if you've seen that wife recently, but she's looking good.
Like you got family to take care of and stuff. You got to feed them and stuff. Like
little butter, you got the heart of a champion.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's like, fuck that noise. We were insulted. I will not be insulted. This guy needs to go down. I am not going to be able to do that. And he gets his brain mashed in.
Like it's almost like shot for shot, like Rocky. It's
straight up.
What's his name? He's going, throw the damn towel. And Rocky's holding the towel. He's like, nah, you tell me not to. Like, nah. Like,
fuck you, do it, you dumb motherfucker.
It's the same sequence. Like,
you know what, Rocky? It's better to have him live the rest of his life hating you. But being alive than dead.
I mean, man. Like,
dumbass. Anyway.
So, boom.
There's our Rocky 3-4 review as well. So,
that's anyway. A different movie.
Yeah.
There's like more montages than that and stuff.
Yeah, there's always more montages than Rocky.
That's right.
Nothing so, but montages than
that. This guy, he drops dead. There's not even a count. We just like, the guy, I think he went in for the count and instead was just like, let me check for a pulse. Yep, no, it's over.
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
So we see, you know, a little funeral for him. The wife and all the kids are in, you know, in the full white robes and whatnot, and everybody's crying, and it's sad. But it's time to move on, because the Brits are like, hey, listen, we're going to hold a little conference here to let you know that this is not what we intended.
Like to... that
to save face,
just whatever this British company is, the Britons, whatever, they call in that dude who arranged the fight. It was like, look, this is giving us some bad press. We need to fucking fix this. This is your fucking fault. Mm-hmm. So make sure this shit don't happen no more. Like, fucking fix it. And then we had this fucking press conference,
And he doesn't fix
it. It doesn't fix it. It does the opposite.
This guy is just an asshole. This boxer.
I just want you guys to know that I didn't mean to kill that guy. But from here on out, I'm willing to challenge any of you, and I will kill all of you.
Yeah.
Like, wait, like, what?
It starts out one dude's apologizing. He totally misdescribes the whole encounter. He's like, you know, you guys was kind of weak, and when my boxer punched him, you know, him a little too hard, and the guy was old and died. Mm-hmm. So sorry it happened. We'll make sure don't happen again. But so you guys feel like you get some justice, we're going to arrange a fight.
Yeah.
So anyone who wants to come fight our guy to prove, you know, to show how mad they are at him, can just come. He'll take all challengers. That's fine. You know,
well, here he is. The company man, and he was totally on point.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was still a shitty apology.
Yeah, his view is skewed, but he's going on behalf of the company. It's always in favor of the company. Yeah. We did nothing wrong. We're sorry anyway. How can we make this better without actually paying any money or something?
Yeah.
You know,
but in comes Mr. Twister.
Yeah, he literally is just, I'm sorry I killed him, but if anyone wants to challenge me, I'll kill you all as well.
He starts yelling at them like
dude, what the yeah, fuck? Literally says to them, like, there won't be anyone left after this because I will kill you all. Like, what? But this sure enough, Ip Man shows up and he's just like, fuck you, dude. I'm going to challenge you right now. Like, let's go.
I mean, he has a bigger speech than that because he pulls out this giant ass incense thing, like it's a baseball bat of incense, and he puts it down. He said, "When this burns out, you know, you got until this burns out to fight me because I heard you love to play with incense, or whatever. So I'll play your game." It man's like, "That's not why we do that. It's more about showing humility and respect for the arts and what we're doing and
which
stuff." You have none of that shit. So I'm gonna beat your ass because like. You know, it demands it right now. And I'm going to challenge you for my country and everybody else. You know, like, China. We're going to beat the Russia. I mean, Britain.
I got the power of God and anime on my side.
That's what sets this fight up.
Yeah, so he a new challenger has emerged. He does some training. He's getting ready for this. Well, he's apparently in like the back room training. His wife gives birth.
No. His wife and kid go live with the laundry lady while he trains.
Yeah, but isn't that still like a house away or something?
No, because he doesn't live. That's next to where the studio was. They live somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The laundry lady lived next to the studio, but like he lives somewhere else. So they go live with her, and while he's training. Get ready for the fight. As the fight starts, she gives birth. But so they're like, go get your dad out of the way. And she's like, no, wait.
Yeah.
Wait, don't bother him. He might hit me. Don't bother him.
He's high. Yeah. Don't bother him. Won't understand what's happening.
Yeah. I don't want him to get the chance to meet his baby before he goes off to possible death.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he goes in the ring. Tim and Mr. Twister.
Twister. Yeah, Twister.
Is that movie on the list? I think it is, isn't it?
Twister? Oh, I'm sure it is. I was referencing the Weird Al song.
Oh, I don't remember it.
So him and Titty Twister are in the match. Mouch. Mouch?
Mouch.
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 What is a mouch?
What is a mouch?
Yeah.
I know it's the sound in one of the Mario games. Mouch. No.
Wait, are you just trying to get me to come up with some horrible description right now?
Yes, that's actually what I was trying.
I'm choosing to decline.
Oh. Okay.
So this is not interesting at all. So, they get into this fight.
I already did Quaffle.
they're both doing well enough. Because Ip Man's, you know, he's got his Ip Man style. He's all over the place. He's hitting a lot. He's doing good things.
But Mr. Twister, he's strong as fuck. Like
he's like a brick shit house, apparently. Even though he's a really small guy, so it's weird. But he's apparently really, really strong as well. Cause like, a couple good hits in Ip Man's face, and he's knocked down.
Dude's jacked as hell though.
Yeah,
so,
he's in good shape. Yeah, but I mean, like you know, again, I guess I'm used to like more modern day boxers. You see people like Mike Tyson
juiced up.
Yeah, probably, but whatever. So he knocks Ip Man down. He's, you know, almost down for the count, but he gets up before it's over and everybody's like, yay. And then he knocks Titty Twister down.
He kicks him right in the chest.
Yeah. And he's down now. And everyone's like, stay down. But he ends up getting up. And that fight just continues on for a little while. They're beating each other up pretty good. They're both getting some hits in, you know, doing some damage. But It Man's finally kind of like...
He's comfortable. He's like, I figured you out. We can do this.
Yeah, cool. He starts to gain some ground. And then they have a little break in the round. And the guys have a discussion.
Like, inside. The bell rings. Twister punches him right in the fucking face after the bell rings.
Yep.
Like, blatant.
He winds it up after the bell. Yeah. It's like not even, it wasn't even like a mid swing.
No one says shit to Legal. He goes, oh, don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, what the fuck?
But they also tell It Man like he can't use kicks anymore. It's all got to be punching or he'll be disqualified.
Which is like.
Then it's not martial arts versus boxing anymore. Then it's just boxing.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I can't do that. So, because I don't know how to do that. I won't count. That doesn't count then. It's not real because I can't do it. Yeah. So you got to do what I can do.
Right.
You know, even though you're a fish, you got to climb this tree. You know, even though you have legs and arms and I do, I'm going to climb this tree. That's the contest. It's tree climbing now. That's what it is. Yeah. Boom.
It's basically how the internet works now.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Explain.
If I don't agree with something you say, whatever you say doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's how the internet works.
That's about right. So anyway.
What was it? Mouch?
Mouch.
I need to think about that one.
I'll figure. Draw it. Put it on a shirt. I don't know.
I need more. I need more of this.
Yeah, we both need more alcohol before we can think of something
good. Well, I still got to work on my Wolverine shirt.
Just a giant dick?
Well, I showed you the picture.
I have not seen a giant dick, Rob.
I absolutely did. I did. I sent it to you at the full-time party.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I forgot about that. Let me go back to that. Anyway, continue, Tony.
No, sure.
I'm going to find it. It'll be dead air until I find it, so you can continue. You saying stuff.
Riveting for all.
It's a fucking dick, Rob. It's a fucking dick. Fuck you.
Wolverine. It's got claws, though.
Does it have Wolverine sideburns on the balls?
It's got the mask on.
Fuck. I'll put it on the website so people can see it.
No, I won't. I can put it on a shirt.
I'm surprised it wasn't just that picture of Wolverine with his fist and but dicks and dicks and stuff.
I'm gonna put that on a shirt and I'm gonna sign it. It's gonna be like the Margarita Rob signature series.
Maybe it
won't be a shirt. Maybe it'll just be a sticker.
That's different than I expected.
Or a mouse pad. Or an apron.
Apron, there it is. There it is.
All right, kiss the cock on it.
All right, we're getting dangerously close to encroaching on dicktel.com territory, so let's move on, shall we? So, It Man is now completely thrown off because he can't kick anymore, so he's like, well, I'm good at punching, but like every couple moves, I got to kind of rethink my thoughts and whatever.
He's like, all right, I'm going to punch him. With my leg.
Can we put some boxing gloves on my feet and I'll just take care of this?
Oh, man.
Kittens.
But yeah, surprise, surprise. Ultimately, It Man wins.
Well, he goes through the montage of watching Master Hung get beat the fuck up. And so he's like, he's doing Master Hung's moves.
Push it to the
but
limit.
He's doing them better. Because he's not old.
There's younger. There is a part in there where he says something like, you just have to like dodge his moves and get in between him or something. And Master Hung's like, yeah, that's easier said than done.
Oh,
dude.
That's what it was. so he's like, was saying,
I'm going to show you.
To hit him in his ribs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Master Hung in the flashback, he's like, no, that's harder than it looks. So instead, he starts punching him in his arms in the bicep areas of his arms. Which makes his arms heavier, harder to move, and that slows him down enough to make the fight fight in his favor.
Dude tenderizes him like a meat.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Like you hit 10 times in the same spot in one arm, your arm's fucking done.
Gosh. Yeah,
that sucks. Like even just once.
Yeah.
Even just one good hit in the same, you know, one spot. It's like once that gets bruised, you're like, okay, I don't want to move that, and I'm not moving that.
But so he wins, and everyone rejoices, and Kalu Kalei. And he goes home. He's like, you know, they basically like say, you know, no, you just won the Super Bowl. What do you want to do? And he's like, I'm going to home to meet my new baby.
Yeah, he gives a big speech first.
Oh, right. Yeah, he tells the whole audience listening at home and everybody's like, you know.
When I first got here, y'all didn't like me. I didn't like you.
If I could change, and you could change,
we could all change. And China.
Aaron! Wow. I touched my kid in the car.
Anyway.
But like, real talk though, it pretty much is the same as X speech.
It totally is.
Yeah, it's like, we might be different people from different places with different styles, but we all have the same dignity and we can learn to love each other. And something.
Like, who wrote this? You said Yip, whatever the dude name wrote, was the last name?
He directed it. Okay. I don't remember if he's the writer.
I feel like he had just seen Rocky IV and was like, I know.
If everybody just loves each other more, the world would be a better place.
So, yeah, he ends up running home. He finds there his wife standing with the new baby.
He legit just runs home.
Yeah, he just runs home. And she's just standing there with her kid. Like, I wonder how long they were standing there.
I mean, like,
you with a new baby.
Like, ladies, like, if y'all have a kid and stuff like that, how soon do you stand up? Because that fight wasn't that long.
She was like a baby giraffe. She just did it while standing.
Yeah,
just dumped that kid out and kept walking.
Like,
just swung her belly around so the umbilical cord, like, swung it up again and just caught it.
Like, it was like an hour tops.
I'll give them, this isn't modern day where we know we should keep them in the hospital for like a day or two. But
this was not 100 years ago.
That's what I was getting at. Like, this was not like where you just go, well, the baby's out of you, get out. So,
I mean, from labor to when he shows up was like 3 hours. Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Although, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, she gave birth at the neighbor's house, which was the laundry lady, right?
Right.
Yeah.
She's big into laundry. So now she's real pissed off because their laundry is ruined by this birth. So she kicks them out and they go on their way.
Is that what it is? Is that what did it?
That's my theory. Anyway, he's now got a new baby son. She lets him name it and they go home. Everything seems like it's going to be fine until he turns on the lights, and that's when Nick Fury shows up to set up the sequel. That's what happens.
I don't sure.
Call that.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't Nick Fury. It was Bruce Lee. My mistake.
Well, yeah, they do a little scene where kid Bruce Lee comes in.
Honestly, you would have been better off having him open the door and Princess Peach comes through saying, "You're never going to believe this." It's just... I know what you're getting at, but come on, guys.
I would like for him to have checked his midichlorian levels.
Yeah.
Is Super Mario Brothers on the fail list?
Yes. Sure. Okay. Yes, it is.
But yeah, Bruce Pretty Lee sure. comes in and he's like, you know, I'm going to be the next Hokage. Believe it. And he's like, sure, kid. Come back when you're older. Ha, 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 ha. And we end. And that's Ip Man 2, Legend of the Grand Master from the year 2010. Feel free to do that anytime. Boop. All right, so on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 93%. Audience gave this a score of 84%. That's their thoughts and opinions. What are your thoughts and opinions / recommendations on this, Brian?
I enjoyed this. Like, I wouldn't go as high as like 90-something%, but like, I'd watch this again. Like, I definitely had this on because like, there's enough fight stuff happening where I was engaged the whole time. So like, some things didn't make much sense, but I still enjoyed what I was watching. Like, so fuck, I'd say watch it again.
Okay.
Get some snacks.
Yeah, for me, this movie is a recommend. It's got a better flow than the last one, but it's so much cheesier. But again, this is the kind of thing you're not watching so much for the story. It's, you know, you're not here for the nutrients. You're here because it tastes good. So yeah, it's just cool action scenes, and that's all you really need. So you can throw this on pretty much any time and enjoy it. So recommend from me, Rob.
It's Chinese Rocky IV. What more could you want? I mean, it's a totally entertaining movie, and I'll totally recommend it. I don't know where 93% came from. This is like a C plus like 75% for me. Like, it's good, but I mean, 93%? Damn. It was a slow day, I guess.
Yeah, I can't say I necessarily agree with that, but hey, whatever.
Okay. It's a recommend.
All right. So what do we have up next, Brian?
We have our final It Man movie, at least for this franchise month coming up. It Man 3. That is I think one none of us. Oh, you've seen that one, right?
Yes.
All right. It Man 3 is coming up. After that, we have Warrior to close out our total franchise month contest. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so keep listening.
All right. What else we got for the people, Rob?
Well, guys, that was our episode. We want to thank you so very much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com. And please consider subscribing. We have a new episode every week. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at 4ampodcast. If you'd like to contact us via email, you can reach us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. And do not forget our new merchandise store at Teespring, 4ampodcast@teespring.com. Where you can find all kinds of cool, swaggy, swagalicious, merchified stuff you can wear on your body to keep yourself warm and not naked.
You can find it on our website as well, 4ampodcast.podbean.com. We have a merch section right to that.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to sponsor an episode, you can also do that at our website.
All right, so we'll return next week as Franchise Month continues with It Man 3. But until then,
later.
Deuces.
Good night, everybody.